Slava says his son Ivan brings him joy in what he says is a world of hysteria. He doesn't want to leave his home in Kyiv, but says he'd consider doing so to protect his family if Russia were to invade Ukraine.
Every day I'm thinking about what to do with my family, or either go to Lviv, for example, to the western part of Ukraine, or go to a village where my parents of my wife live. They have a small house, but at least they have, for example, they have electric generator, they have solar panels, so at least we'll have electricity, for example, and the fridge will be working.
Most people in the city are tired of thinking about what Russia might do next. For 8 years, they've lived with conflict in the east of the country between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. But the recent crisis is fueling a renewed sense of anxiety.
Things seem very normal in the city. People are still going to work or to school. The shops and restaurants are busy. But as the situation continues, some people that we meet tell us that they are worried and making contingency plans.
If there is an invasion, we will go to Western Ukraine. But if there is a need to fight, my entire family will.
Russians are just showing off, making noise, play acting. Russians aren't only influencing Ukrainian opinion, but everyone else. But Russia will destroy itself if it invades.
Diplomatic efforts to avert a new war have seemed at times to go round in circles, with little sign of a breakthrough. Moscow now says it's pulling some troops from the border, but Ukraine's government is sceptical.
We continuously hear different statements from the Russian Federation, so we have a rule. We believe not what we hear, but we believe what we see. If we see the pullout, we will believe in the de-escalation.
40 years ago, this huge arch was built on a hill in the city to celebrate Russia and Ukraine's friendship. Since then, someone has painted a large crack in the monument. No one here wants a new conflict, but history has taught them to be prepared. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.